بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet, the believers of his noble, of the believers of the Prophet's family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 37. Last night we covered the issue of disobedience of Adam and the whispering of the Satan and the expulsion from paradise. And this verse now, verse 37, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Then Adam received from his Lord words, and his Lord pardoned him. Verily he is the one who forgives the most merciful. So Adam received and accepted and was pleased with the words he received from Allah, and these words were mentioned in chapter 7 in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 23. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. They said, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. If you forgive us not and bestow not upon us your mercy, we shall certainly be of the losers. So the words were the confession, admittance of Adam and Eve because of their wrongdoing and of their wronging themselves, and their appeal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if he doesn't forgive them and have mercy upon them, they shall certainly be of the losers. Here it is worth mentioning that Adam received from his Lord, So there is addition of lordship to Adam, his Lord, and this is of the particular lordship which we discussed some time ago when lordship was discussed to be of two types, the general lordship and the specific or particular one. Here it is added his Lord, so this is of the particular lordship. So Allah says, فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ, the one who did the tawbah, pardoned him, is his Lord, and his Lord pardoned him. And the tawbah means lifting the blame. Tawbah means lifting the blame and pardoning the wrongdoer or the sinner if he returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another verse we know that Allah pardoned him. In another verse in Surah Taha 122, قال الله عز وجل, فتلقى قال الله عز وجل ثم اجتباه ربه فتاب عليه وهدى ثم اجتباه ربه فتاب عليه وهدى. In Surah Taha, then Satan whispered to him saying, O Adam, shall I lead you to the tree, that's okay, of eternity and to a kingdom that will never waste away? Then his Lord chose him and turned to him with forgiveness and gave him guidance. and gave him guidance. And since we are talking about Tawbah, it should be known that if the person sincerely repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah forgives him. And the sincere and the correct Tawbah is the one which comprises five conditions, and even six. They are as follows. The conditions for the correct Tawbah. Number one, ikhlas, sincerity to Allah Azza wa Jal. Meaning that he resorts to Allah out of fear and awe and out of hope, seeking the reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second condition, regret as to what occurred from the sins or wrongdoings, feeling sad, affected, wishing that he didn't indulge in it. And the third one is abandoning the sin. If it is unlawful, he should abandon. And if it is something where he neglected from that which is mandatory, then he should establish. And if it is for the rights of people, then he should give it. And this is on its own is mentioned sometimes as a separate condition, that from the conditions of Tawbah is to return the rights to their people. If the wrongdoing pertains to people's rights. The fourth is determination not to return to the sin in the future. Determination not to return to the sin in the future. The fifth condition, that Tawbah be in the time where it is acceptable. The fifth condition for Tawbah is to be done in the time where it is legally acceptable, meaning that it should be before death and before the sun rises from the west. And before the sun rises from the west, because when the sun rises from the west, Tawbah is not acceptable. And when death occurs or approaches, then it is also not acceptable at the time of death. Because Allah said in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 18, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ. And of no effect is the repentance of those who continue to do evil deeds until death faces one of them, and he says, now I repent. Nor of those who die while they are disbelievers. For them we have prepared a painful torment. Also, regarding the sunrise from the west, is in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 158. هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ يَأْتِيَ رَبُّكَ أو يأتي بعض آيات ربك يوم يأتي بعض آيات ربك لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا. Do they then wait for anything other than that the angels should come to them, or that your Lord should come, or that some of the signs of your Lord should come, and from this is the arising of the sun from the west. The day that some of the signs of your Lord to come, no good will it do to a person to believe then in, if he believed not before, nor earn good through his faith. Say, wait you, we too are waiting. And this is explained that some of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should come is explained as arising of the sun from the west, as explained by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us the repentance and to accept it from us. He is the most generous. And from the things asserted, or from the matters asserted in this verse, is the two names of Allah, At-Tawwab and Ar-Rahim. At-Tawwab and Ar-Rahim. So they are affirmed. Two names are affirmed here. He is the one who forgives, the most merciful, oft forgiving. At-Tawwab is a format of exaggeration indicating that many are those who repent, and that the repentance of Allah is abundant and plenty on them, pardoning them, forgiving them. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named himself At-Tawwab, the oft forgiving. Ar-Rahim, the one qualified with the vast mercy, reaching whoever he wishes from his slaves. From the benefits of these verses are the following. First, the favor of Allah upon our father Adam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him to these words which we read earlier, and through them was the tawbah, the repentance of Adam and Eve. And the second point of benefit, that the favor of Allah upon our father is a favor upon us in reality, because everyone feels that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors any one of his grandfathers, then that is a favor upon him. And the third is that the saying of man, the believer, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا, O Allah, we wronged ourselves, and if you don't forgive us and have mercy upon us, then surely, certainly, we will be from the losers. This is the statement, the words made by Adam. That this statement is a reason for accepting the tawbah from Allah on the slave, because it involves confession regarding the sin. And in this statement, let's have it please, which is in Surah Al-A'raf 7:23, which Adam and Eve said, Our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. There are four matters of tawassul in this, and it's very important to invite this person now, because she had a question on tawassul, so subhanAllah, just appeared. Here, this statement has four parts of tawassul, of legal tawassul. What is tawassul? Tawassul means seeking nearness to Allah. Seeking nearness to Allah. The first one is seeking nearness to Allah or tawassul by His Lordship. Why? Because here our Lord, it started with our Lord. So the first approved form of tawassul that came here in this verse is seeking nearness to Allah by Him being the Lord. The second is tawassul with the condition of the slave, with the condition of the slave. That is exemplified in the saying, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا, we have wronged ourselves, admitting that we wronged ourselves. So this is the second one, tawassul, seeking nearness, closeness to Allah, with the condition of the slave, exemplified in the saying, we wronged ourselves. Can you follow? Are you following, inshallah, with the statement so that you know where are the four types of legal tawassul that came in this single verse? are you following, inshallah? So the first one was the tawassul with lordship. The second is the tawassul with the condition of the slave, seeking nearness to Allah by Him being the Lord, exactly. Second, tawassul with the condition of the slave. And thirdly, assigning the matter to Allah. Thirdly, through assigning the matter to Allah, when they said in the statement, if you forgive us not. If you forgive us not. So the third type is tawassul by assigning the affair to Allah. This is exemplified in the saying, وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا, if you forgive us not. The fourth type that came in this verse is mentioning the affair of the slave in case of no forgiveness and no mercy, if not granted the forgiveness and the mercy. And this is exemplified in the last part of the statement, we shall certainly be of losers. So through this other condition, therefore, the last one. And it resembles case 2. So the condition of the slave, is before the dua, admitting that he wronged himself, and in his condition after the dua, if his objective, his aim is not attained, that he will be of the losers. So through these tawassuls, these forms of tawassuls, these are sabab, a reason for accepting the tawbah from Allah on the slave. Are these clear, inshallah? Now, Allah mentioned here that He is Ar-Rahim. We talked about the tawbah, that He also is oft forgiving. Allah mentioned that He is Rahim, meaning the one who is most merciful. And the Rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah, is of two types. Please make note of that. The mercy of Allah, the Rahmah of Allah, is of two types: general and particular. General and particular. So far you have heard so many types like this. Isn't that the case? It's easy. Let's go over them just quickly. We learned that lordship is of two types, general and particular. We learned also that judgment of Allah is of two types, universal and legal. And we also learned that the ubudiyyah, the slavery of Allah, is of two types, general and particular. Is this clear? Do you remember these things? Now, with respect to the mercy of Allah, the mercy of Allah is of two types: general, and this is comprehensive. It comprises the entire creation. It comprises the entire creation. So all creation are under this general mercy of Allah, through which the physical needs are met of the individual, and the matters needed for life are also established. That's why we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has mercy on the non-believers in that which He bestowed upon them from the blessings of this life, from the favors of this life, like the intellect, health, food, drink, clothing, marriage, dwelling, and the like. The believers as well are also an object of Allah's mercy in this sense. However, with respect to the particular mercy, this is the mercy through which the happiness in this life and the hereafter is attained, and this is particular only to the believers. This is particularly to the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon them from the beneficial knowledge, and from the righteous deeds, and from faith, and from taqwa, piety, as Allah says in Surah Al-Ahzab 33 verse 43, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا, and He is ever most merciful to the believers. And as in Surah Al-A'raf 7 156 157, yeah, this is the verse, and He is ever most merciful to the believers. Also we read in Surah Al-A'raf, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Certainly, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, and my mercy encompasses everything. فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا, and I shall ordain for those who fear Allah, and give the charity, the due of the charity, and those who believe in our verses, in our signs, and those who follow the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom they find written with them in the Torah and in the Injil and the Gospel. He commands them for Tawheed. This is particular to the believers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear here. And here, it is also important to mention a very important benefit, that the names of Allah, we're talking about now the names of Allah, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comprise three things. the names of Allah comprise three things. Number one, they denote the essence. Each name denotes the essence of Allah. Number one, the names denote the essence of Allah. And secondly, they denote the attribute. They denote the attribute. They denote the attribute. And thirdly, they denote the impact and the effect and the ruling if the names are of the transitive form. If they are transitive, they denote the impact, the effect, and the ruling if they are transitive. Let's take an example. Let's take Al-Azim, the most great. Al-Azim. Allah has the name Al-Azim. Al-Azim is a name of Allah, the most great. Is a name that denotes Allah Himself. Al-Azim, the most great. First, it denotes Allah, His essence, in Himself. Secondly, it denotes the attribute, meaning the greatness of Allah. It denotes the greatness of Allah. Also, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, is a name of Allah. Ar-Rahim, denoting Allah Himself and denoting His vast mercy, and denotes the impact, the effect of this attribute, meaning that He is merciful to whomever He wishes, to whomever He wishes, and all in accordance with His wisdom and justice, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ankabut 29:21, Surah Al-Ankabut يعذب من يشاء يعذب من يشاء ويرحم من يشاء. He punishes whom He will, and He shows mercy to whom He will, and to Him you will all return. And from the benefits of this verse, and we mention this so often so that people can have evidence to these many verses, is that Allah speaks with a heard voice, and this is deducted from the fact that Adam received from Allah words, and the receiving of words can't be except through hearing the voice. And this is the creed of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, as we mentioned earlier. Point of benefit: the favor of Allah upon Adam by forgiving him. And this comprises two favors. This tawbah, this acceptance, comprises two favors. First of all, success, giving success to the believer to seek repentance, guiding the believer to seek repentance. This is one favor. In case of Adam, when he received the words from Allah. The second is the acceptance of repentance, where Allah said, فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ, Allah forgave him. Therefore, the believer should know that the tawbah of Allah is of two is of two stages. The tawbah of Allah is of two stages. The first one is before the repentance of the slave, guiding him to repentance. First one is guiding, the giving him success to repent. The second is after the tawbah, meaning accepting it after it is sought. The second is accepting the tawbah, and this is after the tawbah is made, after it is sought, its acceptance. And both are present in the Quran. Let us take Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, 118. Let's examine this verse carefully. وعلى الثلاثة الذين خلفوا حتى إذا ضاقت عليهم الأرض بما رحبت وضاقت عليهم أنفسهم وظنوا أن لا ملجأ من الله إلا إليه ثم تاب عليهم ليتوبوا. And he, Allah, and he did forgive also the three who did not join in the expedition of Tabuk. The three left, they didn't give his judgment in their case. Till for them the earth, those three who were left, till for them the earth, vast as it was or as it is, was straightened, and their own selves were straightened to them, and they perceived that there is no flee from Allah and no refuge but with Him. ثم تاب عليهم ليتوبوا. Then He accepted their repentance that they might repent. The first should have been translated ثم تاب عليهم, then He gave them success to tawbah, to repent, guided them to repent. And the second, liyatubu, that they might repent. So this is the repentance of the first type, which is success to it, being led to it by Allah. As to the second stage, which is the tawbah pertaining to the acceptance from Allah, this is exemplified in chapter 42, verse 25. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُو عَنِ السَّيِّئَةِ. And he, it is who accepts repentance from his slaves and forgives sins, and he knows what you do. And from the benefits of this verse is that the person, if the person is true in assigning the affairs to Allah and turns to Allah in obedience, then Allah accepts his repentance. and from the benefits is that tawbah, repentance, and mercy are particular to Allah in the sense in reference to matters or repentance and mercy which no one can offer except Allah. Why we say this with this condition? Because the person may repent upon his son, forgive him, and his brother, and his friend, and the like. But the tawbah which only Allah can offer is the one which is mentioned in Surah Al-Imran in 3:135. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. This is particular to Allah in 3. And none can forgive, this is the point there, point of evidence, and none can forgive sins but Allah. This is which is particular to Allah. Similarly, concerning the mercy, as to the mercy amongst the creatures, this is confirmed. This is not particular to Allah. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنِ. Those merciful, Allah, the beneficent, has mercy upon them. Then inshallah we go now to the next verse 38. قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا. قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. This is 38. We said, get down all of you from this place. This is like a prelude to what will come next. All of you, get out, get down all of you from this place, paradise. And this is a prelude that guidance will come to you from me. Then whenever there comes to you guidance from me, and whoever follows my guidance, there shall be no fear on them, nor shall they grieve. People concerning guidance are of two types. People concerning guidance are of two types. Those who follow guidance, then they shall have no fear on them, nor shall they grieve. This is the first type. And the other type, those who reject and belie and deny the verses of Allah and the signs of Allah, and these are the companions of the fire of hell. In it eternally they reside. From the benefits of this verse, number one, the paradise the first dwelling home of Adam was above high, because Allah said, come down, and coming down is only from upwards, from above. Second benefit, affirming the speech to Allah when Allah says قُلْنَا, and we said. This affirms the speech, and again the speech is with heard voice and successive letters. And from the benefits is that guidance of success is only sought from Allah, the Most Mighty, the Most Majestic, because He is the one who can provide. And from the benefits is that the one who follows the guidance of Allah, then he will attain security, because Allah said they shall have no greed and shall have no fear. And from the benefits is that Allah is worshipped only through that which He legislates. Allah is worshipped only through that which He legislates. The evidence is in the statement in this verse when Allah said, whenever comes guidance to you from me, then whoever follows my guidance, whoever follows my guidance. This is the proof. And from this we deduce, therefore, that anyone who worships Allah in ways that are not legally approved, then he is not on guidance. Then he is not on guidance. Rather, he is on misguidance, as the Sunnah testifies for that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say in the Friday sermon, وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا, and the most evil of matters are the novel ones, meaning in religion, and every novelty in religion is an innovation, and every innovation is a misguidance. As to the statement of Allah that they shall have no fear, meaning in the future, because the person who is in true guidance acts, does his actions on guidance, and therefore he will achieve security in the future. On the other hand, shall not grieve, because he utilized his time in obedience to Allah and does not therefore regret, because he was not negligent. Rather, he gained goodness in this utilization. And the one who grieves is the one who misses his aim or attains the thing which he fears. As to the kafir who belies the signs and verses of Allah, then his recompense is to dwell eternally in the fire of hell. And they are the companions of the fire of hell. From the benefits of this verse is the good direction and good teaching. How this is deduced? In giving the prelude to things, as we mentioned earlier in the beginning of the statement, from the benefits is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His mercy and by His wisdom, did not leave the matter of worship to the intellect of mankind. Rather, He brought them guidance and direction through the way of the messengers alayhim as-salatu was-salam, as Allah said in Surah Al-Hadid, verse 25. So it'll be 57:25. لقد أرسلنا رسولنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. Indeed, we have sent our messengers with clear proofs and revealed with them the scripture and the balance, justice, that mankind may keep up justice. And we brought forth iron, wherein is mighty power in matters of war, as well as many benefits for mankind, that Allah may test who it is that will keep him, his religion, and his messengers in the unseen. Verily Allah is all strong, almighty. This brings the end of verse 38, and inshallah we take a break here and then we continue after that.